From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iceland's prime minister resigns. Prime Minister Sigmundur Davíð Gunnlaugsson's resignation Tuesday followed public protests over his questionable offshore investments. He is the first casualty from the Panama Papers disclosures. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is projected by a number of news organizations to be the Republican winner in Tuesday's Wisconsin presidential primary election. He leads businessman Donald Trump and Ohio Governor John Kasich. In his victory speech, Cruz said he's catching up with frontrunner Trump.
In the last 2 weeks, and in the coming days when Colorado and Wyoming finish voting, we are likely to have gained over 100 delegates on Donald Trump.
On the Democratic side, meanwhile, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is projected to win over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto. The ICC said Tuesday judges voted 2-1 to vacate the charges against Ruto and co-defendant Joshua Arap Sang. The prosecutors did not present sufficient evidence to warrant a trial. They said their decision does not preclude further prosecution in the future, either by the ICC or in a national jurisdiction. South Korea says North Korea is now capable of mounting a nuclear warhead on its medium-range missiles. A South Korean official says his government has no evidence that North Korea had actually deployed such a nuclear-tipped missile, but the new assessment is the first direct acknowledgement of the North's growing nuclear prowess. This is VOA News. More than 800 people are expected at a two-day conference this week in Geneva on preventing violent extremism. Lisa Schlein reports.
The conference will mark the first time since 9/11 that the international community has focused on prevention to counter terrorism. Jehangir Khan, the director of the UN Counterterrorism Center, says measures to prevent violent extremism from gaining a foothold and spreading are important. He says recommendations are outlined by the UN Secretary General in a 4-point plan of action, which rejects all forms of discrimination, Islamophobia, and xenophobia in its implementation. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Officials of Greece and the European Union are trying to decide who will be among the next migrants sent to Turkey under terms of a recent agreement between the two. There are about 3,000 detained migrants in Greece. This Pakistani man is resigned to going back.
For making my future, not for making money. Some people come here for due to professional problem and enough jobs in Pakistan. And I am come here for just studying and making my future bright. But the Greece government sent me back to Turkey. And now I am listening that I am go back to my country.
As he is planning on going back, the influx of migrants into Greece continues. Officials said 300 of them arrived in Greece on Sunday. U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday championed the government's new steps to try to make it less attractive for American companies to cut their U.S. tax bills by buying foreign companies to technically move their headquarters overseas while retaining operations in the United States.
It's not that they're breaking the laws, it's that the laws are so poorly designed that they allow people, if they've got enough lawyers and enough accountants, to wiggle out of responsibilities that ordinary citizens are having to abide by.
Mr. Obama said the practice known as tax inversion is one of the most insidious tax loopholes and called on the Republican-controlled Congress to permanently ban it. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde said Tuesday the world needs to cooperate in order to overcome global economic challenges. Those challenges include slower growth, low commodity prices, and potential financial tightening by many governments. In a speech in Frankfurt, Germany, Lagarde said growth has been too low for too long, with the effects not extending to many people and setting up potential consequences for the social and political fabric in many countries. Military spending across the world increased for the first time since 2011. That's according to new data from the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Total world military spending was $1.7 trillion in 2015, an increase of 1%. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.